Today is Mother's Day, and we want to speak on the subject, Faithfulness is the Key. I'm going to read a poem written by Judy Roll. It goes like this. She was little and old, her years almost spent. As she looked back on what life had been, she had known God the Father and Jesus her Savior since she was a girl of 16. Her God was so faithful, He loved her and kept her and given her joy day by day. In sorrow and sunshine, He'd blessed her and led her and taught her so much of His way. Her wish to be used on a mission field somewhere, a dream that she kept all her life, had never been realized, but faithfully following, she asked her to serve as God asked her to serve as a wife. There had been no children to love and to cherish and lead by the hand to the Lord, to teach and to nurture, to share tears and laughter, to watch as they grew in His Word. But she had done her best, made her home a sweet haven where the Savior was honored and loved. But she saw little chance to do great things for Jesus, to point to the Savior above. Her heart still was heavy. She had little to offer her God who had saved her from hell. And she sadly wondered if soon she would, when she saw Him, if even could say, "Thou didst well." Then the Lord took her home, and a funeral was held, and many had met there to pray. The pastor invited from those who were gathered all those who had something to say. A neighbor spoke softly and told of the comfort she had found in the house down the street. "She taught me to take all my troubles to Jesus, the rest in His presence so sweet." Then a friend smiled and answered, "She taught me much too. She was poor, but she shared all she had. Her home, though so humble, was full of God's laughter. She loved and encouraged those sad." Her husband spoke too of the way she had lived as she walked hand in hand with her Lord. "Her witness inspired me to ever walk closer. To see Him would be her reward." A stranger spoke last of the way she had talked as she told how she had met God one day. "I knew He was real by the way that she loved Him. I determined to know Him that way." And all those at the funeral went home rejoicing, full of praise for the things God had done. Though His servant, this dear one who'd gone to be with Him, to receive her reward from His Son. There was much joy in heaven as she stood before Him. He smiled with deep love in His eyes. "Well done, thou good and most faithful of servants," her heart filled with joy at His praise. "Much that you did seemed to pass by unnoticed, but I have recorded it all. You faithfully witnessed to the love of the Father. Your service was greatest of all." It's only a story, but we can learn from it. Small service, if faithfully done, is noticed and treasured and greatly rewarded by the Father and Jesus, His Son. This woman was not a mother, but was a housewife. But the truth of it is that she faithfully served the Lord. And reminds me of a woman in Acts chapter 9 called Dorcas. Many women are mentioned in the Bible. Some are great, and we think of Hannah, the mother of Samuel, and Eve, the first woman that God created, and Sarah, and Ruth, and Deborah, the judge, and Esther, the queen, and Rahab of Jericho, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Mary and Martha, sisters of Lazarus. Now, Dorcas is mentioned only in this portion of Scripture, not as well known as many of the others, yet well known among the believers in Joppa, did evidently have the talent that many have, but she faithfully served the Lord and used the talent that God had given her. First of all, Dorcas was a disciple, and we see that in verse 36. Now, there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. Now, the word disciple means a learner, or one who professes to have learned certain principles from another and holds to them and lives by them, used mainly of the followers of Jesus, but refers to more than just the 12 apostles. A disciple is anyone who knows, who has received Jesus Christ as Savior, and is anyone who learns, who is learning and studying God's Word, and is anyone who obeys, is living according to what is taught in the Word of God. And Dorcas, Scripture says, was a disciple. Secondly, Dorcas was full of good works. In the last part of verse 36, we read, she was a woman full of good works and alms deeds which she did. Dorcas was always doing good and helping the poor, not just once in a while, not just now and then, but her life was full of good works up until the day she became sick and died. And then notice verse 39. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was yet with them. Dorcas could sew, and she made clothing for the widows. Now, back in Acts chapter 6, verse 1, we read, "And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration." Now, the church took upon them to care for and provide for the widows, and they had so many to care for that certain ones were being neglected. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 3, we read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed. Give proper recognition to those that are truly widows." And in verse 16, we read, "If any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed." Or in other words, if you have widows in your family, help them, that the church may be free to help the widows who have no one else to help them. This was God's will. Now Dorcas truly loved the Lord, and Dorcas wanted to serve the Lord in whatever way she could. Maybe couldn't do much, but she could sew, so she yielded her talent to the Lord and used it to help meet the needs and care for the widows about her. This became her ministry. It was her passion. It was her life. Dorcas faithfully served the Lord in this way, and the only thing that caused her to stop was illness and then death. Now, Dorcas, when she died, was greatly missed. Notice again, back in Acts chapter 9, verse 39. Acts 9, 39. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him, weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was yet with them. You see, when Dorcas was gone, the widows wept. They greatly missed her, not just because of her companionship, and not just because she was friendly and loved them, but because she had met their needs in their lives. In James chapter 1, verse 27, we read, "Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." Dorcas's faith was genuine. It was active. Her life was fulfilled. She was full of good works, doing all she could do. Now, some of you are mothers with children at home. Some of you are mothers with your children all gone from home. And then there's the rest of us. Are we faithfully using our abilities and talents for the Lord? Are we doing all that we can for the Lord? Is our life full of good works, regardless of whether we're a mother or not? Is it not what we, it is not what we do or how much we do, but rather how faithfully we do all that we can for the Lord. It may not be easy what we have to do. It may be sometimes discouraging. It may be time-consuming. It may make us weary and tired. But I want to read another poem that was written. It goes like this: "Don't quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds run low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is strange with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt, and you never can tell just how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. And so whatever God has talented us to do, or whatever we are able to do, let's just faithfully do what God wants us to do. Whether you're a mother or whether we're not, let's just faithfully do what God wants us to do. Let's not quit. You see, faithfulness is the key. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you for the example and life of Dorcas. We thank you that she was faithful and faithfully served you and faithfully served others. And Lord, help us to always be faithful in whatever you have given us to do. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.